Reed Flute Cave is located in southern China. According to legend, it got its name because the reeds by the cave's mouth could be made into flutes. The limestone cave offers a majestic fairyland of stalactites, stalagmites, stone pillars, stone curtains, birds, plants, and animals in fantastic shapes and colors. Inside, there are more than 70 inscriptions in ink, which date as far back as 792 AD to the Tang Dynasty. And these aged inscriptions tell us that it's been an attraction in China since ancient times. The cave is about 240 meters long, and the guided tour currently lasts about an hour. The interior of the cave is a spectacular gallery of gorgeous geological formations created by thousands of years of water erosion on the soft limestone. The walls also consist of beautifully rippling eroded patterns which have dripped into the rock over the millennia. Today, countless multicolored lights dramatically illuminate the Reed Flute Cave. The lights are hidden in the cracks and crevices, and the effect is almost surreal as the lights turn the otherwise dark space into a strange mix of bright neon colors and rough natural shades. Some of the oldest cultures speak of civilizations inside of vast cavern cities within the bowels of the earth. Mythologies throughout the world, from South America to the Arctic, describe numerous entrances to these fabled inner kingdoms. Many occult organizations, esoteric authors, secret societies, they all concur with these myths and legends of subterranean inhabitants that are the remnants of antediluvian civilizations which sought refuge inside of these hollow caverns inside of the earth. Assuming that the myths are true and the earth is at least partially hollow, how could life survive underground? How would organisms receive the ventilation required to breathe miles below the surface? What would provide the light needed to see? Are there any known sources of sustenance available that could provide for a large human population? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist and now author, and I'd like to invite you to explore some of these mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock their riddles, which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with amnesia, our forgotten history, and gods with amnesia, subterranean worlds of inner earth. I appreciate all the positive feedback, and I'd like to thank you for listening.